What does this lofty view of God do to you as a leader and to your project and to your team? I think several things. Number one, once you know God as I am, all of a sudden, he's no longer in the realm of man. He's no longer in the realm of Pharaoh. He's no longer in the realm of the challenge of the of your project. Because I am is not part of the limited universe. So it all of a sudden makes you realize he is the creator. He's outside creation. So all the limitations you normally put on ourselves, you say, who has sent you? I am whom I am. One who has always pre-existed and will continue to exist. It makes you realize that he can accomplish what he sets out to accomplish because he is outside time and therefore outside our limitations. And that's a very important thing for a leader to know. Even as you face challenging times and sometimes leadership is lonely, nobody seems to fully understand you. You know there is one who fully understands. He is I am. So the first thing I think that this name will give people is the one they are dealing with is one outside time, is one who has created time, and the one without limitations. And because without limitations, if he says, I'll be with you, if I say he is removing out of the hand of the Egyptian powerhouse, you know he can accomplish it.